I don't like these cars.
Nobody wants to talk about this topic. Remember Fillmore with the, he was like the hippie?
Yeah.
It's got to be that. But that's one thing I do wish electric cars would do is, nonetheless, we have compiled a list of some of them that we will tolerate and that we like. So let's just hop in it. Trent, I don't want to talk about this topic. I don't like these cars. Nobody wants to talk about this topic, but you know, we got it. We talked down about this a lot. We got to at least revive it a little bit. But welcome back to the Accelerate Podcast. My name is Trent.
My name is Evo.
And if you guys can't, or if you guys haven't caught on yet, we're talking about our favorite electric cars. We do talk down about them a lot. So I think we got to do something for our electric car fans.
I've been pretty vocal, not just on the podcast, but in general. I don't like electric cars. I don't. The other guy that usually co-presents, he bought an electric car. But nonetheless, we have compiled a list of some of them that we will tolerate and that we like. So let's just hop in it, Trent.
All right. So the first one I'm going to say, this one's, I've seen it on the road a lot more recently. I think it's a good-looking car, actually. It's grown on me, and I think this brand is going into this direction with their styling. That's going to be the Hyundai Ioniq 5.
Is that the one that makes the fake noise?
It is.
It's the one where you, like, it'll make fake engine noise if you launch it and do that kind of stuff.
I don't know that.
It is a cool-looking car, though. I got to say, like, Hyundai's electric cars, the Ioniq 5 and the 6, a little weird in the rear, but I like their styling because they're different.
Mm-hmm. They're very different. I mean, I feel like the electric cars, when they first started coming out, they looked a lot different than normal cars, but they looked a bad different. Yeah. So they're looking like a good type of different this time. But one thing I like about the Ioniq 5 is that it's got that retro feel.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's got a like almost like a 70s, 80s sort of concept car-ish, like boxy kind of look.
Like the taillights almost remind me of Pong. For some reason.
Really?
The taillights, it's like the little squares. Like the little pond back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's what it reminds me of.
Sure.
But I think it's a good looking car.
It is. I think it's a good looking car. And I mean, I've never driven one, but I've heard they're pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Especially if you get the N.
The N line. Yeah. Well, the next car on here, I got to say, this is probably my favorite car of all of them. And this is the one that I will tolerate as an electric car. It's the Rolls-Royce Spectre.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know too much about this car. I honestly haven't.
I've looked into it, not that I can afford one, but I really like Rolls-Royce, like as a brand. The Spectre is obviously taking over for the Wraith. You know, the Wraith was a two-door, suicide door one, super pretty car, V12, twin turbo. Mm-hmm. And now they've turned it into this all-electric car, which honestly fits the aura or the aspect of this car.
For Rolls-Royce, I think it makes a lot of sense because Rolls-Royce is all about luxury and everything. And I think
quietness.
Yeah, I think a fully electric super luxurious car makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I think the issue people have with electric cars, especially car people, is that they're missing the sound.
Yep.
And people say there's no soul, you know, no car has a soul, but it's just driving an electric car, you feel different than driving a regular car. But
for sure.
I think you would get that regular feel of driving a car if you're driving the Rolls-Royce, because you are driving a Rolls-Royce still.
That is true. I do agree with that. Driving the Rolls it's got to be a whole different. Mm-hmm. It's a different thing. I mean, that car is super cool.
Yeah.
To
be honest, if you own a Rolls Royce, what are the chances that you're actually driving it?
Well, if you're driving this one, probably high chance because you do not.
Well, But
yeah, you're right. You know, if you get a Phantom or something like that, most of the time, probably somebody's going to be driving you around.
Yeah.
So next one on here is interesting because it's a car I've personally never driven. I don't know about you.
I've never driven it,
but I feel like I have driven it because of its direct counterpart. It's the Audi e-tron GT, or is it Audi RS e-tron GT? Whatever.
Something like that. Some GT.
Yeah.
But it's definitely its counterpart, that being the Porsche Taycan, which we both have, I'd say, a lot of experience with.
Yeah.
Personally, I picked this car over the Taycan just because I like, this is just my personal opinion, I like the look of the e-tron GT a lot more. I really do like the Audi brand.
Yeah.
But I've sat inside the e-tron GT. I will say I like the interior a little bit more than the Taycan. It feels, I guess, more purpose towards the driver. So I like that a lot.
Okay. The e-tron, I like it because of its price. Now, it's not a cheap car by any means. Mm-hmm. It is expensive, but they can't sell them. So you could get some crazy lease incentives. I think you could go get one with zero down for like, with all the incentives, like 80 grand.
Damn.
As a lease. For a car that's like 140, 150. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Most famous person that's done it so far is probably Ed Bowling from Venway Key. He made a whole video talking about how like you can exploit this and buy one of these. He did. He doesn't buy new cars.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a, apparently it's a crazy lease.
It's, I mean, if it is, it's worth it.
To be fair, I don't know if the Taycans are moving either, so.
Yeah, I don't know if the Taycans are doing anything crazy like that, but to hear Audi's, at least Audi's doing something, even if the cars aren't selling that well, they're at least trying to do it.
Yeah.
One thing I really like about the e-tron GT is just, and I'm pretty sure you can get these crazy colors on other ones, but e-tron GT has a silver, or not silver, gray paint color, but in the right light, it looks, it's got a purple tint to it.
Oh, really?
So we've got some interesting colors. I know Porsche does some interesting colors, but there's nothing quite like that I've seen yet, at least.
Porsche. I mean, you go with Porsche, the thing is, it's endless. Because, I mean, if you pay them 20 grand, they'll paint it whatever you want. You could paint it acid green.
Yeah, I like how the GT, it's one of their standard colors. It's not a specialty.
Oh, interesting. So, interesting.
You get that little extra on top of it.
Yeah. That's cool. I've always liked the e-tron. Like, I've been a fan of it. And, I mean, I think Audi's trying to move forward with this electric thing. We'll see where they end up. But as of right now, I mean
they do have some other good-looking electric cars. Not what, they didn't
like
make their list.
The Q4 e-tron, right? That's, like, their SUV thing?
Yeah, I think the they have another one. It's another full-size SUV. I can't remember the name of it. Okay. It's still e-tron, but I like how their electric cars still look the same as a lot of their regular gas-powered cars.
They didn't look much different.
The grill is, obviously, there's no grill, so that's about it.
For aerodynamic purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got you. I mean, again, Audi, it's a great car. It's a great brand.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of been sticking to their, kind of what they've been doing for a while. So, I'm a fan. I like that car. I've never driven one, never been in one, but if it's anything like the Taycan, I'm sure it's a nice
car. Yeah, the Taycan drives nice. It's just...
Yeah.
Electric cars still have a lot of issues, in my opinion.
They need to figure them out.
Once they get there, they'll be a lot better, but
for sure.
We're getting there slowly.
For sure.
The next car is going to be the Polestar 2. Have you seen these cars?
Is it the one that you can rent everywhere? Like, they rent them out, or is this a little bit different?
I don't know if it's those ones. I don't know too much about the brand Polestar. I've heard it's like a luxury version of Volvo.
Polestar used to be like their performance division.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you got, like, let's say a V70, like, Polestar or, like, S60 Polestar, it was, like, the performance version of the car. But now it's becoming their electric brand. So,
ones I've seen a few on the roads. They look really good. So, I will give to them, like...
Volvo's such a weird brand to me. It's such a weird, like, niche space right now.
To me, they're a very forgettable brand.
Like, they are.
You forget that they're there until you, honestly... I mean, we have one down the street from us right now, a dealership. Yeah. So that's the only reason I honestly remember there.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't go out and buy a Volvo XC90 over a Cayenne.
Yeah. No, honestly, I
wouldn't buy one over an X5, over a Mercedes GLE. Like, the XC90 is weird. And now they have that whole limited thing to where the cars are limited to like 110 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah, all of them. Like, every car, even the performance ones. It's weird. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess it just caters towards the people who don't care about
speeding.
Yeah. But I mean, I couldn't tell you a single real Volvo model number or anything like that. Like, I like the looks of their cars, but they're just very forgettable in my opinion. But same with the Polestar. I mean, I don't really remember them until you see them on the road.
You don't. And at first when you see them, you're like, what is that? It looks a little different. It's different than all the other electric stuff. And you're like, oh man, that's a Polestar.
Yeah. It's cool when you see them. Like, they look good.
Very nonchalant too. Like, they don't look crazy. They're not like the Hyundai Ioniq 5, it's got all the red accents and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's kind of got that retro feel, but the Polestar just looks like a daily car.
Yeah, it just looks like NPC.
I do like the Polestar logo, though.
I do, the star?
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Now, the next one you know a little bit more about, so I'll let you talk about that one.
Well, it's the Kia EV6 GT, which technically, honestly, we shouldn't have put on the list because it's the same thing as the Ioniq 5N.
Yeah.
It's the same thing there because, you know, Kia and Hyundai are the same brand. But the EV6 GT is a really, really fast car. Like, as an electric car, it's very quick, and it's only, I think, only like 40 grand. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
can't see it being
expensive because it's a Kia.
Yeah.
Kia is not known for...
Well, the thing is, Kia and Hyundai have come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Considering where they were 10 years ago, their cars now are
but ugly cars. I mean, I've owned two Hyundais, so.
What have you owned, Trent? Tell us.
Hyundai Tiburon GT.
And no, you got a Tiburon?
Yeah.
Oh, my
2003,
God.
And then
a V6?
Yeah. Oh, my V6 manual is my, I consider that my first actual car. But then I also had a 2016 Hyundai Veloster Turbo.
How was that?
That was good until the Turbo went out, and then I just sold it. But, I mean, they've gotten a lot better. I think both brands, Kia and Hyundai, their design has gotten a massive improvement.
Oh, for sure.
But
for sure.
I will say, I do like the Kia EV6. When you first mentioned it, I couldn't even think about what it was until I looked it up. I actually have been in one. I ordered an Uber once.
So. Oh,
okay. It was a pretty comfortable car, a quiet ride. I liked it a lot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was looking it up. I think the EV6 or GT is like 570 horsepower.
No, it's
like,
a lot.
It's up there. I'm like, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
I mean,
for a not very, like, okay, it's expensive. These cars are expensive. But considering how much the Rolls-Royce Spectre and the e-tron are, this car's a steal. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
They're new, too. I think once they've been out for a little bit longer and you get the next update, I think they'll start getting a little bit cheaper.
Well, they already have. Most of these, like, all of these electric cars are crashing. Like, their depreciation curve is horrible. Like, it's worse than a Mercedes S-Class, which is hard to beat.
And, again, I think that's just because, it just feels like the EV market's in a rush to put out so many EVs because they want to get gas-powered cars off the market by, I don't know, was it 2030 or something?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, so they're pushing it so much that it almost feels like there's not enough time to develop these cars. Maybe in like 10 years, I could see them they're going to be 10 times better in 10 years, either way, but they're getting there. But I do think the Kia EV6 GT is a great looking car. Yeah. I almost do prefer that over the Ioniq 5.
Yeah.
It's got some better looking lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the next one is probably one of my favorites.
Next one, I think it's technically being sold yet.
Not yet,
but
it will be.
We did see one at SEMA last year.
Yes.
I've seen that. It's cool looking. I like how they brought it back. That's going to be the Volkswagen ID. Buzz.
Yes, which is supposed to be like the old school VW bus, like the Type 1, Type 2. And I got to tell you, man, like bringing it back as an electric van, it kind of seems right. It's weird. It's weird to say, but it seems right because there's no way of dancing around this issue, but let's say the bus was like for the hippies, right?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Like the bus is for the hippies. And what are the hippies like? Protecting the environment, man. Like, you know, stuff like that. And this thing's electric. So like it protects the environment. But I like it. I think it's a cool bus, dude.
I think it looks cool. And it does have that traditional look of the bus. It still looks.
It does.
It's got an update and it doesn't have the fully flat front end.
Yeah.
But it's still got the same, honestly, shape of it. It doesn't look like how every minivan nowadays look. It looks different.
Yeah, and it's so cool. I mean, it's got the right shape. Like it looks like the van.
And Volkswagen makes a lot of sense for them going electric. They're doing that with a bunch of their cars, but I think honestly, Volkswagen does it right.
Yeah.
All their electric cars that I've seen at least drive pretty well. They don't look too bad. But
the ID.4 apparently is a really good car.
I've driven it. It does drive nice. It's very small.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it an SUV?
Yeah, it's an SUV, but it's very small. SUV.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been in one.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, it's smaller than the Tiguan.
Like, it's smaller than the Tiguan?
Yeah, I think. It at least felt smaller than the Tiguan. I'd say it's more like the, I don't know how to pronounce it, the Taos or whatever.
Taos?
Yeah.
That's their smallest one. That's the cheapest car you buy.
I feel like the ID.4 feels about the same size as that.
Oh, damn.
So,
if it
was bigger.
They got some crazy lease options on those. Or is it a lease or, on the Taos, you get 0% finance.
I mean, speaking of Volkswagen, another car that's not on our list, though, is the ID.7, which is like a Passat.
That's size, the one you like, right?
Yeah.
Is that SUV?
No, it's like the Passat.
Oh.
Shout out to our camera guy, Matias. That was his first car, Passat. So, I'm sure he likes that one.
He had a Passat 2-liter turbo, 2006.
Yeah. So I'm sure he'd like the ID.7 as well.
Yeah. But man, I don't know. It just seems right. That bus has to be electric.
I can't wait to see one on the actual streets.
Yeah.
I imagine
you're from California, so like.
Yeah. I mean, my cousin, I think he still has he has the old school bus.
Really?
Yeah. And
those are expensive now. Like if you have a nice one, they're expensive.
Yeah. I don't know how much his guy's. He had a Beetle as well, an old school Beetle.
But
I think he lived in it by the beach for.
Well, if they do another Cars movie, they got to use the ID Buzz for like Fillmore. Because
Fillmore's kid.
Yep. Remember Fillmore with the.
Yeah.
He was like the hippie?
Yep.
It's got to be that. But let's just move on. I again, just to close it off, I love that thing. All right, like, I think it's going to be a sick bus.
It's going to be cool to see what people do to the inside of them.
Yeah. So what's next?
All right, the next one, we both actually, I think we both have some experience with it. Well, just with
this. No, I have no experience.
You don't have experience.
Okay, I never got to ride in it or never got to drive it. You guys did a video on it, though.
So this one, I think, is, it's really cool what they did with it, and that's going to be the Mach-E rally.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I just want to talk about the Mach-E. Personally, I wasn't a fan of the Mach-E, but the only reason I think that was because I don't like how Ford used the Mustang name for the Mach-E. I know most people just refer to it as the Mach-E now, so it's not that big of a deal, but it's grown on me a lot. I do kind of like the Mustang taillights. I like them front end, but the Rally, honestly, is pretty cool. It's got a slight lift to it. It's got the Rally wheels. It's got the aero discs that you'd see from, like,
really? Rally cars. Wheels? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're, like, white.
Uh-huh.
So it looks really good. It's got a bigger spoiler on the back end.
Really?
So,
yeah. Does it have lights on it or no?
It's got lights, like the rally built lights into or? The grill, the fake grill.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's got a redesigned splitter.
Oh, okay. So
it looks really good. And one of the coolest features about the one, it's got a rally mode inside, drive mode.
What are you supposed to do?
It's supposed to adjust the springs and dampeners, gives you more, you know, you can take turns a lot easier. Makes it where you could slide pretty easy.
Oh, okay.
So, didn't get to test it out because the one we have is brand new. And I'm not going to go break brand new Mach-E. With my luck, I would. But it's honestly cool. And they have some really cool colors for those cars.
Yeah, well, the one you guys did was yellow, right?
Yeah, like, it was
bright yellow.
Yeah, that neon grabber. I think it's called grabber yellow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I know I saw another one the other day. It's like that dark green. It looks pretty cool. But, I mean, it's a Mach-E, but what do you think about just the regular Mach-E's?
Well, we did a video with one driving. It's a Tonopah, and we had a bad experience. To be fair, that was a standard range one. It wasn't long range. But I don't know. I've never been like, I've never hated the car. I've always thought they drive fine. Like, they're not bad vehicles in terms of, like, how they drive or, like, what, honestly, how they look. They don't look horrible. I don't know. I've never had the desire to own one. But I would say, actually.
So, I think what the Mach-E does, and I think it's a smart thing, I guess, is that I feel like they tried new things on it. Like, the Mach-E door handles are very different.
Yeah,
buttons? It's a button, yeah. Like a little pull tab. They're different, but they're sleek, they're hidden. I like that. And personally, I know we've thought about getting one. And if there's a good deal.
There probably is. You might have to ask.
I might.
Yeah. But cool. And then the last one is just another crazy, crazy car that most of us never owned, so.
Yeah.
It's the Rimac Nevera, which was technically the fast production car for like a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of like acceleration, because I think it hits like 0-60 in like 1.7.
It's insane. It's a cool looking car, honestly.
Yeah. It's from Croatia. So the person that has the company, that built the company, Mate Rimac, that's his name. He technically at this point, Volkswagen bought a stake in Rimac. Because of the new Bugatti and all that,
Bugatti kind of falls under
they
Rimac
do
now, and I think Porsche, part of Porsche does too.
Yeah, well, Rimac builds all of Porsche's like hybrid stuffs now.
Yeah,
which is why they're actually pretty decent.
They just don't sell.
Yeah, but yeah, Rimac is crazy. I mean, it's a crazy electric supercar, hypercar. Yeah. You can say it looks nuts.
I mean, we're going in that direction with the hypercars.
Yeah,
so yeah. It's cool to see the first fully electric hypercar.
It is. It's.
I don't really know any other fully electric.
We got plenty of. Those are hybrids.
You can drive them in electric. That counts, right?
Yeah. No, they're hybrid cars. But Aldrich said the Rimac really is that. I mean, there's a couple of other ones out there that I know. Attell Design did like a hybrid or did an electric design car.
I know Porsche's next hypercar is supposed to be
the Mission E or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Project or Mission X.
Mission X. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's supposed.
Well, I know
to be.
Lotus has one too.
I don't know what it's called, but it's got a weird name.
Yeah,
but yeah, a lot of the hypercars can go to electric. I don't know how I feel about that.
Me neither. Bugatti's still using the 16, so
yeah.
I don't see
Bugatti, Koenigsegg. I don't see Ferrari or.
I don't see Pagani going that way either.
No, I mean Pagani makes such small numbers. That I don't think the making gas powered engines really affects.
I feel like they're really pushing it for manufacturers that produce a lot of cars. Like
yeah.
Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, Kia, Hyundai.
Just your everyday brands.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, we see Chevy going that direction. I mean, the Chevy Silverado EV, which
you have experience with any of those or no?
No, I've seen a couple on the road. So, but first time I saw one, it reminded me of the Avalanche. I'm like,
really?
They should. I think they should have rebranded it as the Avalanche because it's got the bed's got those I don't know what you call them.
The little triangle looking things.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have those on the EV version, so I think they should have brought it back as the Avalanche.
Interesting.
But yeah. But
It's weird.
What
the EV? Because I mean, look at it. We see what's going on with the Lightning.
Yeah,
the
Lightning. At least it looks like just this typical F-150. Obviously, you can tell because it's got like the light bar on the
light bar, and then the whole front end kind of
the grill isn't there. That's one thing I do wish electric cars would do is just paint it black. I want it to look like a grill.
Yeah,
but I get it. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. A lot of these more modern cars are doing electric cars, but hypercars are. We're going to start seeing more of them, I feel like.
Yeah, there's been a lot of concept cars out there, too, that have been electric.
Yeah.
That I don't think they've seen production yet, which hopefully they will. And I think you were talking about one, right?
Yeah.
Hyundai one?
So, Hyundai, they actually have made one and it runs.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Oh. They've tested, I think, Larry Chen. I don't know if you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big car photographer. He took one out, I believe. But this one I know does the fake exhaust sounds and fake shifting. You can physically shift it yourself. Technically, just makes it.
Oh,
sounds.
Well, the Ioniq 5N does it too.
Okay, so I'm guessing, I have a feeling this car, but the one I'm talking about is the Hyundai Envision 74. This is the one I showed you, where it kind of reminds you of the DeLorean.
Yeah, it looks like a car out of Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah.
This thing, I love this. I think it's sick.
Yeah,
it's a fun looking car. It looks retro. It looks old school. I wish they would make it a production car, but from what I've heard, it's just going to be a concept.
Mm. What about the Well, speaking of that, what about the some cars that aren't the best out there. What about, like, the Chevy Bolt?
Chevy Bolt and the Volt.
The Volt's technically not full electric, though. At least I don't... No, maybe it is now. I don't know.
I don't know, but I remember them being, like, one of the first couple electric cars. So, I mean, it's cool that they were one of the first fully ones I remember. But, yeah, one thing I do want to touch up on the Rimac Navara is the only reason I really remember that car is because Hammond...
He crashed.
Totaled one.
He crashed, yeah.
But yeah. But overall, I think those are our favorite electric cars. They're out there. They're getting better. But we want to know what your guys' favorite electric cars are down in the comments below.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know if we miss one that you guys really like.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to see more like this, tune in next time.
Alrighty. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you in the next video.